Hi guys, we are back for part two of Tennis Fashion, and we really appreciate Wendy being here. Wendy is hilarious, and she is the one that always decides on every team I've ever been on with her, the skirt or the shirt or what the color is. So Wendy, can you tell us what you normally think about when you make those decisions?
Really, it's taking on an adult league and not wearing the hoo-hoos, you know, something that's going to show all the nips and bits and everything that jiggles and wiggles. But we love Lululemon because they have two lengths in their skirts. So what is it? It's like a 13 and a 15.
Yeah. It's like a regular and a long.
Right. Exactly. And they also have great shorts that I know that a lot of us started wearing because of the comfort. And it really goes to function, right? What is our mobility? Do we feel like a skirt gives us what we need, or can we wear the shorts? And that's, I think, where we all love Lululemon for that reason. Our other choice has been Athleta or Athleta, however you say it.
I've always said Athleta. I say Athleta, some say Athleta, whatever.
Yeah. For a long time, I know on all of our teams, we just, what's the skirt that Athleta's come out with? And then that was our skirt. Didn't matter what you wore on the top. It really is, how well did it fit? And I'm sorry, we're all moms. So how well does it wash? You know, did it fall apart?
I thought you were going to say, how well does it look? Because bigger for me than wash. It's like, that's why I get the 15-inch skirt. And the
Well, if we're going to spend, because again, we're not being sponsored. I've always said,
I know. That,
I until my sponsor shows up with my, with my contract, then this is cut money out of our pockets. And if it's out of our pockets, we need it to last, longer than a season. And that's why I like it. I will say this though. One of my best friends has a friend out in California, and she has a boutique tennis line called Bobby Active, and fabulous. I mean, they're fab. I mean, just golly, it's great looking stuff in the tops and whatever. It looks great on my best friend. Looks great on Tracy Austin. I look like a pole dancer. Well, so when you're thinking about a team and you're thinking about women of a certain age, and we all don't get up and, do pure bar or, whatever, 10 days a week, if there was such a thing. You have these lines that we like to go to because it's functional but flattering for the majority of the women that we play tennis with. And I think that to me is a priority when I'm thinking about, yes, I want to, pick out a color or pick out a skirt, but I also am very aware of thinking of all the women that we play with. And we've got women who are 5'11", and we've got some that are 5'4", and there's some that are, more generous up top. And, so you've got, for us, what works for most of us.
Right. Which is why Carolyn actually doesn't usually use those brands, but she likes like a certain skirt that just fits her well. And she goes with like a color or black or whatever.
Yeah. That was my question is, what do you guys, so I hear Lululemon and Athleta. Is that what you guys normally wear to your matches?
I think it kind of runs the gamut.
Don't limit me to two brands.
Yeah.
Clear. A good day at TJ Maxx.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Yes. 100%.
And some of my favorite skirts are Fila that we've gotten there. In fact, I think you and I, Erin, have a skirt that we both got there. I mean, it's hit or miss, but they're also brands that we might not have seen.
Yeah.
So I always like to go shop the racks at the Max.
Yeah. I would love to hear from other people when they do listen to this episode. Like, I would love to get some feedback on where they find stuff too. Cause there's also like Tennis Warehouse, Midwest, there's lots of people online. And of course, shop local, shop local, shop local. Like, find your local tennis stores and support them. They'll probably have, Nike and what's the one, Wendy?
Joe Fit.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, like Venus Williams has her own line. Like you said, your friend has a line. Like, go for the local shops. And then, but also, like, if you're looking for just other general good workout clothes, athleisure, whatever, TJ Maxx, any of the big athleisure wear stores, are great. Some of the brands we mentioned hold up so well that you can keep them for years. And I have seen colors come around again, or, you know, I've seen people wearing some of the same stuff, and I'm not saying like, oh, they've been wearing it for years. I'm saying that as a positive. That stuff holds up so well that you can use some of those skirts or shorts or whatever you're wearing for many, 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 many seasons.
I know, exactly. And that's why we, you know, we talked about Lululemon and Athleta, because they hold up, and there are only so many colors in the spectrum that you can put on the, I mean, you know, that exist in clothing. So mm-hmm. you're going to see those come back around. And the way to think about it is, what are your warm colors and what are your cool colors? And there's always going to be a trend between those two. You know, we've seen that electric or that more neonish, fiery red, orange, that's in that warm. And remember when Nadal wore it? I mean, you know, you have those, and then you always have the cooler ones, which are more your lavenders and your pinks. Mm-hmm. Those, you know, they're never going to go out of style, and right. colors that coordinate are never going to not coordinate.
Right.
I have a question. Do you guys normally coordinate with your partner?
I bet Erin would say if she's playing with Wendy, she does.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's a given. And I let Wendy pick out the outfit.
You know what? I used to, depending on who I was playing with, if I knew them well enough, after you get over the uniform or the colors, as we've gotten, as our games have progressed.
Yeah, that's what I was
sometimes gonna say. I'll say, hey, what are you wearing? And then I got too tired to even do that.
Yeah.
Really did. I think it was hard enough for me to make sure that my shoes matched my, I mean, that to me, if I'm together, then it's a score yeah. one for the team.
Right, exactly. The running joke used to be that the higher level you get, it's like the more you kind of like not give up on how you look. That's not what I'm trying to say at all. But it's like we used to match always, like all our 2-5 teams, all our 3-0 teams. It was like, what's our color this season? We look fantastic. Sometimes we'd even get our clubs, you know, logo embroidered or, you know, whatever. And then the higher levels we got, or then in turn, the longer we played, like Wendy said, now it's like show up. But what I used to find was like 4-0 and higher, it'd be like, you could show up in sweatpants. I mean, you're playing such a good game of tennis that it doesn't really matter.
Maria Sharapova does not show up on
she gets paid to look good. We do not.
Just saying.
I know. This is probably not a good conversation for Wendy because she looks, she can make sweatpants look good. I mean, she really can.
So have you guys ever played an opponent or a team with a memorable outfit?
When I decided to get back into tennis, when I moved back to North Carolina, and I remember going in the court and being against somebody who was wearing a maroon velour jumpsuit. And I thought, oh, I am all that. I'm getting ready to sweep you off the court. And I don't think I lasted 30 minutes. I was killed by the woman in maroon velour.
So she was traumatized by getting beat in tennis by a woman in a velour suit. And she'll never forget.
Here's a lesson for anybody listening. Never underestimate a velour jumpsuit.
I think a lot of teams really do like to match their outfits, though. Like, they really feel like it's, I mean, there are some people that are like, it's part of their team spirit that makes them feel like part of a group. It, you know, like yeah. I said, I mean, we're, you know, adults, a lot of, you know, a lot of people are moms or dads or whatever, but there are not a lot of adult sports that you're still involved in at our ages. And so, you know, it does kind of feel like it makes you feel like you're part of a team.
There is pride in that when you show up and you're part of something bigger and you are part of that team. And as women, especially as we've gotten older, it's a group and it's an identifier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Wendy, I remember the time you told me you were surprised there weren't more vendors trying to sell us things at, for example, the USTA state tournament. And I really agree with you.
There are vendors that show up at tournaments that we've seen that might, like a boutique store that might carry like Amy and Lulu bags, or we've seen jewelry. We always see the, it's in the United States, the USTA, whatever the state t-shirt, you know, the branded garb is for us at any of those. I think the biggest opportunity, it's one of the biggest opportunity missed. You've got, I don't know how many hundreds of women all coming in that obviously spend a lot of money to do this and are looking to spend more money there.
You had a really good point about the USTA tournaments I know that we go to, like if we're not staying in the team hotel when we're at the state tournament, we know where the merchandise is that they're selling, and you got to get over there quick because a lot of times like the best stuff sells out. Almost everybody that I know that goes to the state tournament buys at least a t-shirt or a long sleeve shirt or a, you know, pullover sweatshirt, or, you know, they have all kinds of, yeah, visors, all kinds of stuff. That stuff's great. And it's high quality and, you know, it's got the logo on it of the tournament that you've been to. I always notice if people come and they have a state tournament shirt on, I'm like, oh, they've been to states. So they're going to be, you know, or like they have a bag tag or, you know, any of the merchandise from the state tournaments, then you know they're legit. You better watch out.
Or even better, the bag tags. So when they're walking multiple. With their bag, you can hear them clicking
together.
That's one of the most, that'll intimidate you.
An intimidation factor.
One of the quotes that I found, or what I came across, is that tennis style today means confidence and self-expression. And I think that's it. If you go out on the court and you are confident in what you have on, and you feel that somehow you have made that look unique to you, that you've personalized it in some way, that's it. I think that's the rule to live by.
Thanks so much to Wendy for doing this. I always feel like I learn something new every time I speak with her. If you guys have any recommendations as to brands or stores, or if you've ever seen any interesting fashion out on the tennis court, please let us know. You can message us on our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast, or email us at secondservetennis@yahoo.com. Thanks so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.